Laurito Nardelli from Sugar Love Spices will be at the Edmonton Home and Garden Show next weekend, but he joins me today. I'm so excited to talk to you because food is like one of my favorite things.
Well, that's one of our favorite things too. So we're in the same boat.
What can visitors expect from your presentation, Authentic Italian Cooking at Home, at the Edmonton Home and Garden Show?
Exactly that. Authentic Italian Cooking. Going to be sharing two special recipes. The first one will be a pollo alla pizzaiola, which is an actual pizza-style chicken. Very tender, very delicious. And then the second one will be a risotto with pear and gorgonzola.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can expect a lot of lightheartedness. I truly believe that the energy you put into your cooking is really what comes forth in your food. And so I'm very playful when I cook. Just want passionate about Italian cuisine, and I want to show people that it's easy and they can do it at home.
There's love and there's fun involved, especially in Italian cooking. I'm Italian as well, so I get it.
You get it.
But what are some key ingredients or techniques that make Italian home cooking truly authentic?
Key factors, good quality ingredients. So as far as chicken, organic, free range, and by free range, I mean the chickens are pretty happy to roam free. As far as tomatoes, we try to use the Italian brands, the San Marzano. As far as techniques, you know, there's certain techniques in cooking chicken, especially when you're doing kind of like a scallopini, is to dredge the chicken, fry it, and then put it into the sauce. And what that does is it seals all the juices in the chicken, makes it very tender, but also forms a creamy layer between the chicken and the tomato sauce.
On the other side of the coin, what's one common mistake that people make when trying to cook Italian food at home?
Probably trying to make it too complicated, overcooking things. You know, pasta is a simple example. When it's overcooked, it's very hard to digest. It's very heavy. So we teach people why eating al dente pasta is good for you, but also that it has a flavor. I just did a dinner for 10 two weekends ago, and their comment was, I can taste the pasta. Exactly. Pasta has a flavor, and you don't want to discount that. It's not all about the sauce. And also for us with pastas, we finish the pasta in the pan with the sauce because they got to get to know each other. You know, if you put your pasta in your plate, you put your sauce on top, well, it's like a couple that really doesn't want to unite. So what we like to do is put a lot of love into that pan, toss that sauce with the pasta, you know, getting each other to know each other and mingle so that people get the full experience.
I'll never forget, my mom told me when she first learned to make gnocchis, she left them in the water too long and they were like little hard balls.
Yes. It could be very, very chewy. My wife, who's blessed to be in Rome right now till the end of April, she is the gnocchi queen. She makes a beautiful, billowy, soft, delicious gnocchi that just melts in your mouth.
We've heard all about all of these different dishes and foods. What's your favorite Italian dish to cook?
If I were to take it back to my childhood, when my mom made a codolette, which is like chicken cutlets, I would run home from school to have those cutlets. And they're great the next day in a sandwich and a panino. So I would say cutlets, whether that be beef, veal, or chicken.
And where can people find more of your recipes and cooking inspiration after the show?
SugarLoveSpices.com. We have thousands of recipes. Don't hesitate to comment or ask us questions because we love that. That's what we're here for. We're here to get people to know what Italian cuisine. Our blog is not only about Italian cuisine, it's also about fusion cuisine. But we stick to the tradition when it comes to real Italian. We don't mess with those.
Mangia molto.
Yeah, mangia molto e mangia bene.
There you are. Va bene. Laurito, thank you so much. We're going to put your link up on our website, ravenradio.ca. We'll also put the link up to get tickets to the Home and Garden Show. So everyone can be a little bit Italian for a day, right?
Exactly. That's what we want. You know, it's funny. People love Italy. They love Italians. So come on out to the Home Show and hang out with a true Italian and let's cook some food. And you know what? This time I'm going to let you taste it. There's going to be samples handed out.
Do you also have the little cots there for us to take a nap afterwards?
You know what? With my food, it is done with such incredible love. It's light. You're not going to feel heavy. It's absolutely delicious and you will feel great after.
Even better than Nonna makes. There you go.
I wouldn't go as far as that. Okay, let's put the brakes on there. Nonnas are in a class of their own.
Okay.
I don't even come close to that until I am a nonno, but you know, nonnies, they're in a class of their own.
Yeah. Laurito.
I don't want my nonna to come back with a pain, you know.
Oh, she'll know. Well, Laurito,
yeah,
thank you so much. Grazie mille for talking with me today.
Yeah, grazie mille. È stato un piacere.